www.talkradio.org today.
Prepare yourself for a talk radio experience like no other.
Just wrap yourselves in. Hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
All right, this is going to be a very serious second hour. We'll continue to focus on your phone calls at 877-590-5525, 877-590-5525. Going to get into Bilderberg Group and what their agenda. We learned more over the weekend from Greece, suburb of Athens, there on the coastline, where the world leaders met. We'll give you the boil down of that. Coming up at the bottom of the hour. Don't forget, my websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. PrisonPlanet.tv is our member site. And it's 5 years up and running, all of my films. And then, of course, we simulcast with my live TV show during the / radio show during the weekday transmission. And my book, Paul Watson's book, a bunch of other films are posted there at PrisonPlanet.tv, and your PrisonPlanet.tv membership also makes much of what we do here in my media organization possible. So I want to thank all the PrisonPlanet.tv members out there. Also, I'm going to start every month churning out DVDs that are more presentations, not films. I'm going to try to make 3 films a year instead of 2 films a year. And every month or two, I'll probably stagger it. I'd say every 5-6 weeks on average, a presentation. And one of those is the Aaron Russo interview I did shortly before he died in 2007, the last videotaped interview that we know of that's out there. Most of it's on the web for free. We put it out. But this is an updated version with some commentary by myself with the latest developments and some of the interview that we didn't put out on the Internet. That is now available on DVD at Infowars.com, and everybody's library needs to have it. Also, every month we're going to have a best of from the TV show we do while we simulcast the radio show with the ads cut out and any extra stuff cut out, shot in high def, burned to one high-quality DVD. This month has Alan Watt, police chief in Austin, Art Acevedo, of course, the UFC host and movie star and TV host in his own right, Joe Rogan. It's got folks in it like Mr. David Icke, and a lot more. So the first month of that is now out. I'm going to have a best of every month. We call it the DVD Arsenal, also available there at the online video and bookstore at Infowars.com. Okay, let me just stop right there and get focused. I tend to psychologically shy away from getting into this because it's such a upsetting subject and so real. I want to start out with the audio of the one-minute government-paid-for video that we have up on Infowars.com. This is AmeriCorps paramilitary propaganda ad. And when you watch this ad and you study it, it's absolutely horrifying. When you have the background knowledge of what you're witnessing, it's even more horrifying. But anybody can watch this and say, what is this straight out of Soviet Russia or Communist China? I would say it's more akin to Communist China or Cuba, Communist Cuba. Now, this uniform they're wearing, I saw different bills Bill Clinton got passed to start this in 1997. I talked about it in my film Police State 2000 in 1998. 99. But in some of the legislation they've passed, it says gray uniforms, and we have seen those. And that's going to be for more of the paramilitaries, more of the cream of the youth corps. Then the next category are going to wear red jackets with khaki shirts and khaki pants that looks like something out of a science fiction dystopia. And I know this because in the U.S. we first learned of this about 7-8 years ago. In England, we learned of this 2 years ago. They're also doing it in Japan, in Germany, in the Netherlands, in Ireland. And they're doing it with the Boy Scouts overseas, the Boy Scouts here. They're doing it with Secure Corps, Division of AmeriCorps. They're doing it with public school children, putting them in uniforms, but only, you know, on the weekends when they take part in federally funded under BATF, FBI grants, you name it. And so when I saw this video this morning put out by the federal government with taxpayer money, it shows them doing push-ups and squat thrust and, you know, basic military maneuvers out in a military training field with officers in front of them in their new fascist uniforms with arm patches, armbands. I mean, it doesn't get any worse than this. And it horrified me because I keep seeing this same uniform pop up worldwide. This is global. So, ladies and gentlemen, here is the audio of the video.
We are not done.
I am changed. I've been around since the beginning of time.
Yes, not what your country can do for you.
Over the years, I've had many faces. Over the years, I've had many looks.
I have a dream.
But I've always had the same goals.
We are not.
To make this world a better place by helping those who need it most. To never turn my back when things get tough. And to show that positive can always overpower negative.
That's enough. I can't listen anymore of it. Yeah, positive. That means I don't think, I'm just positive and follow orders. And they show pictures of Martin Luther King and Gandhi. Martin Luther King and Gandhi would have fought against what's happening right now. You better believe it. So this is almost like if the Nazis rolled themselves in happy, lovey, you know, liberal packaging. But when you study what the actual training is, it's to spy on neighbors. It's to have a national security force as big and strong as our military. And then you read specifically what the White House says. It's going to be compulsory at military camps. Rahm Emanuel's on record. It's been at change.gov. But they're in uniforms, chanting and marching and with flags and out there drilling. I mean, it's a field marshal basically running it. All of this going on, and this is just the public face of it to sell the population. When you get down to the nitty-gritty, it's what the New York Times reported on. But again, they reported it with a positive light as well, with showing big color photos of 14 to 17-year-old Cub Scouts, Boy Scouts, marching around with MP5 submachine guns, practicing, quote, taking on U.S. veterans. And then you see all the mainstream articles over the last few years about how they're training every local department in the country, the feds are, to prepare for improvised explosive devices, and they're telling local police, harden your local facilities, get ready for terrorism. The number one threat is in Al-Qaeda now. It's former military people and gun owners, and the DHS report says that, and libertarians, and don't tread on me people, and folks that won't turn their guns in. And then you find out that under Secure Corps, and I first saw this 7 years ago in the Philadelphia Daily News, it said a division of AmeriCorps that you just heard the ad from, with them out marching around in red uniforms. You know, what is this, Mortal Kombat or something? And they're almost dressed like the bad guy from Mortal Kombat. I mean, this is really good. These are actual commie outfits. I mean, talk about, this is unbelievable. I mean, you might as well wear like leather jackets and leather ball caps or something. I mean, it's just out of control. Armbands, the whole nine yards. And the young, stupid kids love this, folks. They love playing with guns. They love being able to march around and drill. They love being made to feel important. And so they're now launching this with millions of youth nationwide. That means within 2 years, they'll be ready to move against the population. 4 years, really ready to move. And you watch, when Barack Obama leaves in 4 to 8 years, the next president, whether it's a Republican or Democrat, they're going to expand it. Because the presidents are now just front men and puppets. So I want to give you some of the background of this. But if you notice, it's not ITT technical anymore. It's ITT law enforcement, security guards training. It's not how to fix computers. It's not how to make computers. It's how to be a cop or a rent-a-cop. And the public schools have these law enforcement semesters in high school and junior high where they train them to write dossiers on their parents. And now the New York Times reports as if it's a good thing that children are telling their parents to turn the faucet off and don't water the yard and bossing their parents around and paddling on their parents. Oh, isn't it cute? No, it's not cute. It's hardcore scientific tyranny. Stay with us. We'll break it down and take your calls on the other side.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hazer Rid Total Protection Kits quickly complete any size job by applying a top-quality disinfectant, virucide, fungicide, mildew stat, and deodorizer in the form of an effective yet gentle fog. Our portable fogging device can conquer normal chores, plus provide unmatched protection for your family and workplace from viruses, bacteria, mold, and more. The Hazer Rid Kits hospital-approved ingredients come in a highly concentrated form, and each kit can make up to 32 gallons of protection. Reduce labor cost, outstanding product savings, and professional quality performance all save you more than the cost of this kit. For a limited time, GCN listeners who order online will receive double the active ingredients, which means you get up to 64 gallons of product absolutely free. Save money on daily tasks and be truly prepared for those urgent situations. For a short tell-all video, go to HazerRid.com. That's H-A-Z-A-R-I-D, HazerRid.com. Or call 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323 and order today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, you know, I don't want to do a disservice here. I don't want to come on air and just calmly report on this and in a way, condition people to accept it. This is a big deal. This is really bad. Let's say there's a list of 100 things a government checks off to bring a nation to total tyranny and bondage and oppression. And one of the biggest ones you check off is indoctrinating the youth paramilitarily to train the central government, to serve the central government, to be trained by the central government. And that is what is happening now. And I keep telling people it's in government documents. It's being set up. It's being done. When I was in high school, they were just now, this is like 18 years ago. Hard to believe I'm getting that old. They were already setting up that you could take a law enforcement semester. But then it was just learning about it, and I didn't do it. Now they, and I mean, I've gotten the grants, the federal grants to the schools, and the BATF or the FBI or the federal marshals or different grants. They federalize a local group of police officers or sheriff's deputies, and then they go teach the federal curriculum. And it is, what is in your parents' medicine cabinet? And then it's, let's go out with M16s or toy M16s at first, then real ones later, and do warrant service training. Let's practice running checkpoints. By the way, it's in the stack if I have time to get to it. Tennessee newspapers have given us credit. It's up on Infowars.com, a link to the article, that we supposedly stopped illegal military checkpoints to be run in Tennessee. Well, it'd be nice to get the credit, and they have the governor's statements and others in there, but they, the governor and the state reps, said don't have the illegal military checkpoints without warrants, and it went ahead and happened. So we actually don't deserve the credit, but we did point it out. I don't even, the media is not even getting it right here. The point is I mean, again, suddenly all over the country, the Army's running checkpoints. Suddenly they're just popping up with drills, and then the drills go live, and they're searching citizens. This is to acclimate and to test which cities, which counties, which states will go along with takeover. And then why would the military want to take over? Because they work under NORTHCOM, which is publicly chartered under the North American Union. That is public declassified treaties. We are in the NAU. And under this new system, we don't have any rights or liberties. Now, they can tell me all day I don't have rights and liberties, but I have them because God gave them to me. I'm innately a free being, even if you're an atheist. Don't you believe that you're innately a free human, that the government, you know, can't stick you on the end of a pike out front the castle gates for no reason if they want to? Oh, it's so amazing, ladies and gentlemen, to have all of this happening. But up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, a story by Paul Joseph Watson and Kurt Nemo, governments ready youth corps to take on vets. 10 minutes into an errant mayhem in the town near Mexican border, and a gunman, a disgruntled Iraq war veteran, has already taken on two people, one slumped in the desk, the other covered in blood on the floor. And it goes, the New York Times article reporting on how the Boy Scouts are being trained to take on domestic terrorists. Now, see, if this was just one drill, you'd say, oh, well, in that one scenario, the feds in the grant paid to have this. No, I have articles in Texas, Michigan, California, New York, everywhere. I have Hobbs Middle School article 1998. In fact, if folks don't believe this, Google it again like I did 2 weeks ago on the air. Hobbs Middle School Marines, martial law. Hobbs Middle School Marines, martial law. 1998, we have the article saved, and a listener faxed it to me. And I called the Marines up, and I said, did you really go in and tell the kids it was martial law and put guns to their heads? And they said, yeah, we were ordered to do so. The Marines weren't even hiding this. This has been a long-term strategic operation to acclimate everybody, including the children, to go along with this. So they have drills where they come in and say, the police come in and say, unannounced, in Michigan, the AP reported, we're here to kill you. We're the homeschoolers against public education and for the Second Amendment. I'm not kidding. That's a quote. And then the kids' parents say, what was this about? Oh, it's about homeschoolers attacking. Those darn homeschoolers. I mean, that'd be like if I didn't like black people and I dressed up, you know, in blackface and went over to my neighbor's house and beat him up and said, I'm a black guy, I don't like white people. That would be a false flag attack against black people. If I burned down the police station and then left evidence that somebody I didn't like did it, that would be a false flag, a staged terror attack. When the police attacked their own police in Denver and in Canada last year and in England at the G20 2 weeks ago and then admit they did it, that's a false flag to make all the demonstrators look bad. Well, it's the same thing here. They have these drills everywhere where veterans go crazy and kill everybody, or where homeschoolers come to the public school and kill people, or where militia members come and kill people. That's how they demonize gun owners, veterans, and others to the local police. It's a simple false flag. It's basic psychology. Do you like being manipulated? Do you like being suckered? Do you like being fools? And now they've announced, you know, I said 1 million off of Rahm Emanuel's book he wrote 3 years ago, and now he's chief of staff. And now the White House is saying 8 million, 7 to 8 million in the New York Times, youth corps with police powers, with environmental corps, armed corps, you know, all these different surveillance squads. They're announcing it. And what are the number one new federal grants for people to get tuition in the schools? When a kid has great grades, they get scholarships now to not be a nuclear physicist, to not be a biologist, to not be a teacher, to not be a physical therapist. No, the biggest piece of the pie now is law enforcement and surveillance and Patriot Act compliance. And what is it? Data mining, spying on neighbors, running people's backgrounds when they rent a car, get a hotel, how to be spies. That's why everywhere you go now, there's security guards and spies, and you can't videotape here as you walk down the street, you know, videotaping a landmark. Acting like everybody's a terrorist. See, it's all for us. It's all for the people, because big offshore banks publicly and Trilateral Commission, CFR, Club of Rome, Bilderberg Group documents that we post on Infowars.com that are now mainstream news, Politico, CBS News, all these major newspapers, Portugal Television, biggest papers in Greece are now quoting us because we get the documents. We send the teams to Bilderberg. I get arrested going to it. Jim Tucker does. Others do. More than a dozen reporters got arrested over the weekend in Greece just trying to cover these people meeting. And you know what their documents say? They are going to have a string of controlled financial implosions, each one worse than the next. Government's going to pose as the savior during each one and use that to get more control for select group of corporations. They're going to hand what's left of the West industry over to select banks. Then they're going to bankrupt the world currency's total and have a new global digital currency. See, first they're going to go to regional currencies where you still have your dollar or still have your euro, but it will be digitized and set to the same rate every day, the same currency rate, in the name of stabilization. Then they're going to go right to thumb scans and retina scans. This has openly been announced. That's the new global currency. And if your retina's turned off, your thumbprint's turned off, no buying, no selling, total control. Think of what Hitler or Stalin would have done with that. Stay with us. Your call straight ahead.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. products. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Folks, it couldn't be creepier when you look at what the federal government's doing. All the warrantless wiretapping and the secret arrest and no rights for detainees. And if you read that Military Commissions Act, it says that's for U.S. citizens as well. Just, they just strip you of your citizenship. And then you look at where the funding's going, I'd say 98% of anti-terrorists focused inward on the American people and to federalize local police. This is all for you, the youth corps, the Boy Scouts. And I don't want to just single out the Boy Scouts here because I think it's been a very good organization overall. I'm talking about all the public schools, the private schools. They're all being recruited into these federal programs where the youth actually march around and train with guns and train for gun confiscation. And Obama keeps getting up and saying, oh, I don't want your guns. We're not coming after your guns. They've got 8 different bills introduced that will basically completely ban the Second Amendment. They're trying to get us to sign on and to get the they've already signed on. They want the Senate to ratify this small arms ban that states that it'll ban the Second Amendment right down to black powder. I mean, it's all happening. It's all happening. Everybody's worried about the economy, and the media keeps saying everything's fine. Yeah, Chrysler's laying off 3,000, and GM's going to lay off, you know, when I say 3,000, I mean 3,000 dealerships. Yeah, they're shutting all the, you know, all the Chrysler dealerships are almost all of them. They're going to shut down 3,000 GM ones, but everything's fine. And yeah, $14.8 trillion in 7 months has been stolen by offshore banks. And then the very banking heads meet in secret in Greece, and mainstream reporters for the biggest Greek papers, biggest British papers and others, London Guardian and others, and I interviewed them Thursday and Friday, they went and showed up. They went there, and they got arrested. They got picked up. Hey, guys, will you guys come reboot the phone system? It just shut down in here. That's why old pad and paper seems to be good with these guests. These computers are always frying out. Thank you, because I want to go back to the calls here in a moment. Look, all of this is going on. All of this is happening, and I know it sounds crazy. I can't believe it. I understand. But they couldn't believe it in Germany in the 30s. They couldn't believe it in Russia in 1918. They couldn't believe it in China. But it's happening here, and it is the big money setting up a police state to turn the poor people loose on you. And they're going to tell the poor folks, you know, here's a fancy uniform, here's a machine gun. And it starts slow, you know, military in New York after 9/11, and then military at the Kentucky Derby, and then military arresting people at the Kentucky Derby, and at college football games and the Super Bowl, and then the regular army at high school football games. It's now happening. These reports are pouring in, mainstream news everywhere going, oh, yes, the Army and the Air Force MPs, we're out in Tennessee, we're out in Arkansas, we're out in Michigan, we're out in New York, running checkpoints today, just searching people for everyone's safety. Oh, hi, I'm the regular Army. I'm just here to search you. And then they're having drills in Florida and Arizona and California and upstate New York with foreign troops training with public FEMA drills to take over the U.S. and saying, oh, yes, in newspaper headlines, foreign troops will help if terrorists strike. They've done this before, actually. Why Mexican troops helped in New Orleans and, you know, Norwegian troops helped after 9/11. See, they just set the press. It's happening. As bad as things are now, this is nothing. What are they planning so bad? They think we're going to accept youth corps running around in gray, red, and blue uniforms? That's the unit that they're in uniforms. You can go to the government website. I have it up on Infowars.com. They're in blue, gray, and red uniforms running around, and they admit they're going to come door-to-door in RDR asking you if you support the president's policies and then marking down your house if you support or not. Talk about intimidation. Unspoken. Oh, hi, we're just here in a red uniform to ask and see if you. It's happening, people! It's kind of a cool sound. Wow, wow, wow. I mean, I don't know what it's going to take to get people. Oh, man, I wish this wasn't true, ladies and gentlemen. I wish. Let's go to your phone calls. Mike in North Carolina. Mike, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Good. They just keep incrementally implementing this where it's kind of the ambient background, like the frog in the pot, and people put up with it.
Oh, they're pulling out all the stops.
Let me tell you, punks in red uniforms better not come around my house.
It's
that is un-American as it gets, and they equate it with our history. Yes, we're the youth corps in red uniforms and khaki pants. I mean, you got to see these outfits, man. Black boots and khaki pants and red jackets. I mean, and it's military style.
It's unbelievable.
Listen, I forgot. The end of the video is the worst. I couldn't listen to it. So it says, and this is my uniform. This is what I wear. I mean, folks, look out, man.
This is crazy. But how do they, why aren't people outraged about it?
Because they drink sodium fluoride, a known sedative, in every major government study, and then the public's so brainwashed because they made Archie Bunker talk about it, so people aren't kooks. They're not Archie Bunker, so they believe sodium fluoride's good for them. And people are fat, dumb, and happy. We had it so good because we had liberty that people just still can't believe it's happening to them. Well, let me tell you something. The economy's going to get worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. It's all by design. I'm on record 3 years ago making a film breaking down exactly how the economy would go down because we had spies inside Bilderberg, because we get arrested. We get death threatened. We go through hell to bring the fat, dumb American this information. But you may be fat and dumb, but you're my kin, so I still love you, and I'm not going to be free if you're not free. So I'm here saying, wake up, wake up, our house is on fire. And they're like, what's that smell? It smells like a barbecue. And I'm like, yeah, our house is burning. And they're like, shut up, I'm going to lay here on the couch. Listen, get up, man, come on.
We've been chemically lobotomized, my friend. Or they're trying.
And with the entertainment. The average adult watches 4 hours of TV a day, and all the studies admit it literally puts you into a dreamlike state. That's not my opinion, Poke. Google search engine television watching dreamlike state, lowered brainwaves, television, Alzheimer's. They've known. They know. They know, ladies and gentlemen, it's brainwashing you. The flicker rates, the blue mist, you know, that's meant to get your eye focused on that, puts you into subconscious mode, bombarding you with like 20 different images, shuts off your conscious thinking, goes right into the subconscious. They knew this 50 years ago.
I wanted to bring to your attention, April 3rd, CDC let out a report that they tested 18 baby formulas. Every one of them had perchlorate, rocket fuel.
I know, and also more than 90% has melamine that kills the kidneys, and they'd always said it was deadly, but when that came out, they said, we now say melamine is good for you, and they now say mercury is good for you.
Well, that seriously affects the infant brain development, and they know it. It's also in 35 states' water systems. They won't say which ones, but here's a kicker, Alex.
MBTE that they ordered put in the gasoline to help the greenhouse gas.
Yep.
That is in 49 states that attacks brains.
But why?
Of course, it's an accident.
Yeah. Why does a one baby formula that has 80% of the market share have three times the amount that the other ones do?
It's an accident. I appreciate your call. Just like when you go into Babies R Us and all these stores, it's huge racks of fluoride for your baby, fluoride water, the mineral it needs, fluoride, and they know. They know. They know. Not Babies R Us, but the company. They know fluoride is four times as bad. In fact, people don't believe me. I want to cover it in the last segment. Google and print for me, fluoride more damaging to young brains, or fluoride increases cancer in children. It particularly attacks children. I'm going to read to you government reports. There's thousands of them, literally. But it's, well, your baby needs it. And I've talked to people in the old Soviet Union, and then I actually searched it and found out it was true. They would have food rationing, no sausage, no bread. But when they went to school, there was always free chocolate, strawberry, and regular flavored milk, free, and it fortified with fluoride. Oh, free fluoride milk. Oh, the government wants to help. And they now say on government announcements and PR TV ads, mercury is actually good for the brain. And they've got ads where they say corn syrup's good, though you can Google that. More than half of the corn syrup in the country, high levels of mercury. We'll be right back. Don't listen to me. Drink more mercury.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world.
Need something more?
The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use in FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
IonicZone.com sells virus, bacteria, and mold-killing products that will protect you and your loved ones from airborne pathogens, biological threats, chemtrails, you name it. For instance, IonicZone sells their patented ozone generators from $279, digital water ozonators from $135, and UVC dual-lamp induct air sanitizers from $279. IonicZone also sells highly effective alternative health products. For instance, Jim Humble's revolutionary internal virus-killing invention, MMS, Miracle Mineral Solution, Canada's Nurse Serene Cases, Asciox Tea, naturopath-recommended Super Zeolite for heavy metal detox, even an ozone handheld bidet. If you're interested in natural healing, you'll love what Ionic Zone has to offer. Ionic Zone also offers free home business opportunities that will make you well over $1,000 a month. Call Mike, toll-free at 1-800-549-9535 to inquire, or go to IonicZone.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Notice how dull people look, how ill they look, how stupid even intelligence people are getting. Good thing to Google is health effects, fluoride, and the brain. And under that, I found the Fluoride Action Network, but it links to a lot of studies I've seen in the past. Here's one, three studies that were done by the federal government. Fluoride effects on the brain, drinking water on children's intelligence. And it's got just hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of studies put out by the National Research Council, the EPA, you name it. And that's why they've had the majority of EPA scientists. 2 years ago, I had one of the heads of their major union on saying, yes, they knowingly are putting deadly poison to brain damage the public in the water. I mean, I'm looking at literally hundreds and hundreds. That's why this is such a great 15-page article, because it's not even an article. It's just links to governments, Chinese, British, Russian, U.S., Canadian. I mean, I remember when I first looked this up more than 12 years ago on the Internet, I found University of Texas studies from like 1932 about how they were saying, yes, we could use this in insane asylums. It's a great sedative. It's just very toxic and causes cancer. Did you guys print out the studies for me about it massively increasing bone cancer? Absolute confirmed fact. But drink up. It's for your baby. Oh, the government wouldn't do that to make me more manageable. Well, listen, government idiots, you're drinking it too, you little control freak servants. This is a very small group of eugenicists at the top that are doing this. And I'm sorry a lot of you were too cowardly to admit the truth. The facts are the facts. Look at this, rat studies and brain cell damage with aluminum and fluoride in water, Wall Street Journal, October 28, 1992. Fluoride in the pineal gland, BBC. Fluoride in the brain interview with Dr. Phyllis Mullenix interview. And it just goes through hundreds of these links. Full text, Zhang Q, Beijing, effect of fluoride in drinking water on children's intelligence. Full text, effect of fluoride on water intelligence of children. Here's the EPA. It is apparent that fluorides have the ability to interfere with the functions of the brain. Source, National Research Council, fluoride in drinking water, a scientific review of the EPA standards, National Academics Press, Washington, D.C. I'm on page one, by the way. This goes on 15 pages. When I say thousands, I mean thousands. in harm's way, toxic threats to children's development. But don't worry, the stores have it just for your baby. Oh, they love you. The government cares. But meanwhile, you see all the big headlines about the government says we must reduce the population by at least half. Humans are bad. We want carbon taxes on fat people. We want carbon taxes to shut down U.S. industry. Do you know if you buy a piece of rural land and want to get an environmental exemption so you don't have to pay as many taxes on it, you can never go back. And even if somebody buys it, you could never convert back to agriculture. You could never use it for agriculture again because they don't want agriculture. They don't want industry. Do you understand? And it's not for the environment. It's so they control things. This is bigger than anything you could imagine, folks, what you're listening to. And I'm sorry it's some, you know, guy from Texas bringing it to you, but you need to step up and research this and find out about it. I'm sorry if your ego doesn't like knowing that you're a slave and under chemical and biological attack, but you still are under attack. You should love your children enough to care. It just goes on and on. I said I get into Bilderberg, and I have loaded phone lines here, and I just start thinking about a caller bringing up key points, and it's true. Let's take another call. Harvey in Florida. Harvey, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How are you doing today?
Oh, pretty good. I wish folks weren't brain damaging their children, but, hey, they love the government.
Well, I'd love to call you and give you some, I was an eyewitness several weeks ago. I sent Aaron an email. I'll give you the short version of what I saw. I was in the Tropicana Casino and Hotel in Atlantic City. I go in the elevator. There's a gentleman dressed in a suit. I said, oh, are you here for a conference? He goes, yeah. I go, what type of conference? He goes, National Security Conference. So we go down the elevator and I see an arrow where the conference is, a bunch of letters, FCC, HS. So I follow the arrow, and it turns out they had it spelled out when you went upstairs where the conference was. They had fusion centers, criminal investigation, homeland security, and I saw all these characters. It was unbelievable what was going on. It was a two-day conference.
Yeah, the fusion centers are federalizing everything, teaching the police that guns are going to be illegal, how to work with the youth corps. The local fusion centers track everybody's cell phone. Real time, they hit one code, they dial in to listen, another code, they follow you by name with your cell phone under federal law. No Fourth Amendment, no Fifth Amendment, no Tenth. What else happened?
Well, there was a guy in a white suit with bars on his chest, so I believe he was a Navy admiral, and there were state police cars everywhere, and stormtroopers from the state police in this conference. So this is,
well, you know who heads up FEMA and all the major departments is military people now.
Yep, this confirms everything you've been talking about.
So what else did you, I mean, did they see you and tell you to get out of there, or what was going on?
Yes, they gave me an escort out. I pretended like I was a senile old man, because I was just walking around trying to snoop on them. And I said, oh, no, I'm just looking for the elevators. You know, I pretended like I was senile, so they escorted me. The security escorted me out. But they were marching through this place. The admiral had five flunkies in suits following him like an inch from him as he was marching through the corridors. And every day, this was 3 weeks ago, and every day on the news, every minute of every day on every station across the land, they were talking about the flu outbreak. This was, and it was, they weren't hiding, but it was weird. Why would they be at a casino? They have to get in a little gambling while they're,
because, well, I'm going to be frank with you. What do you think runs the New World Order? It's the global mafia. But no, they're having regional meetings everywhere to test their federal flunkies, and they're promising all the locals all the power they're going to get. This is a criminal takeover of society. And they are, look, the foreign banks are openly imploding the economy by design. They'll soon have us completely sucked dry. And they know when the public panics, they're going to release some flu or something as a cover story, as an excuse to clamp down. Oh, we got to have martial law for a flu. Remember, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, I laid out it was a manufactured flu. Now, top scientists have looked at it and say, yes, it is totally manufactured, but as a beta test. And so it just gets crazier and crazier, my friend. I appreciate your call. Yeah, it's just Google fusion centers. It's the fusion centers that are getting these DHS reports saying veterans are the number one threat to Homeland Security. Number two, American gun owners. The whole anti-terror system is for you. You own a nice ranch. You own a company. You're the target. You're well-to-do, you're the target. You're middle class, you're a veteran, you're a gun owner, you're a retired police officer. What do you think happened in Russia and China and Cambodia? You better read up. You better find out who the targets are. These people mean business. They are training youth corps, I'd say, to be ready in 2-3 years. They'll be ready. They'll be, you know, the guys that are 16 are going to be 18. And they are training to go in and do seek and destroys, to go in buildings. It's in the New York Times. Hidden in plain view. Oh, look at these young children training to kill the veterans. And the Homeland Security guys are go in and get the shooters. Kill them. And it's always in a nice situational ethics where, you know, it's reasonable. Wonder if the Austin cops got that. Two guys are asleep in a car, and they gun them down. And, of course, the cameras malfunction. And the people call in on the radio and defend it and say the guy deserved to die for being in a car at night. Well, when a cop kills your kid in a car at night, just remember you asked for that karma. And you're like, oh, you don't like the cops. Oh, no, I didn't like the cops in Nazi Germany or the Soviet Union or in Fidel's Cuba right now or in Venezuela. No, you bet I don't. I don't like tyranny. If a cop's good and follows Bill of Rights, great. But the cops work for a system that works for foreign offshore banks. And cops, when they're done with you, you're going to be their number one enemy. So just get ready for it. You think you're in power right now? Just get ready. They're going to have a bunch of young scum right up underneath you. Let's go ahead and talk to Scott in Washington. Scott, go ahead.
Yeah, I had a question I was going to ask you, but just incidentally, you'd asked what year that Archie Bunker clip was from. It was from 1972.
72, okay.
Yeah, and that euphemism of the boss hog that you're always talking about, the guy that played him was actually in that episode, too. So just a little trivial for your information. But what I was going to ask you was that protest at Arizona State, the one that Ernest Hancock was going to be a part of and passing out the DVDs, and I know you and Jason had them on your shows last week.
Yeah, I saw a video of them handing out the DVDs.
Yeah, I was just curious, was there any word on how that went?
No, everybody said, oh, the Secret Service won't let them have micro FMs broadcasting there, and they won't let them hand out 15,000 of my DVDs. It's all a paper tiger. You have a First Amendment. They went out. They were very successful. Only had a few pirates, as they call the police, come up and tell them they didn't have free speech, and they said, go ahead and arrest us if you want, and the cops backed off. You see, we get these rights by demanding them and exercising them. The minute we bend over, we lose them.
Yeah, and just to show you how they were trying to dumb it down on the left, one of his former station colleagues, Ernest Hancock, on the station he used to be on, was reading some article. I guess he either got it out of Daily Kos or Huffington Post. Basically, was an instruction guide on how the left should protest this and telling him, oh, well, you know, you can say it is, but don't really complain about it and talk about coming to the protest with a positive message. And
yeah, it's all political correctness and control. You know, I meant to get into Bilderberg. We got articles detailing all of it. Their plan is global tax, global regulation, world government bankrupting things, accelerating the depression. We have people inside, major breaking info in the articles and videos at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Great job, crew. Get fired up about freedom. Take on tyranny, and we're going to win.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.